Metro Police say that officers rendered aid to Daniel Hambrick after he was fatally shot last week. But a spokesman says police did not provide any medical help themselves. WPLN's Blake Farmer explains what Nashville officers are expected to do after police-involved shootings.
Metro Police officers are not EMTs, but they do get training in first aid. Nashville's Deputy Police Chief Brian Johnson says the first act after shooting a suspect is to call for help.
To take it to its simplest form, rendering aid is getting an ambulance started.
The department's policy manual includes summoning emergency personnel as doing enough after shooting someone.
And then the officers can get back to their car and get better medical kits. Then they can start trying to apply a tourniquet. They have pressure dressings they can apply, depending on the type wound.
But that hasn't happened in the last two high-profile fatal police shootings in Nashville. In the death of Daniel Hambrick last week, police say another police officer was retrieving his medical equipment and preparing to begin aid, but paramedics arrived first, 4 minutes after a call to dispatch. In the case of Jacques Clemens from 2017, the officer who pulled the trigger said he held Clemens' hand and talked to him. A group that recommends best practices for departments has called for officers to promptly administer aid themselves when they shoot someone and call for help. But they say it is a lot to ask for an officer to turn from deadly force to life-saving. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.